Radio. Thomas Rhett, 98Q Country. Well, we promised you we'd chat a little bit with Red Higgins this morning. He's got a special event coming up on Thursday. Mr. Red Higgins, good to hear from you. How are we doing?
Well, good morning there, Joel. Good to hear from you, too. I tell you, it was great seeing you there on Friday night.
Yeah.
How did we do in the... In the Cornhole Festival, I didn't get a chance to talk to you afterwards.
Well, we took a solid second place. Second.
I think it was rigged.
What yeah, yeah, it was rigged that I took second or rigged that I lost.
No, you lost.
Okay.
Mean.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with that. All the guys we were playing were from Ironwood and from Bessemer. Yeah, those Michigan guys, you got to keep an eye on them.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
Oh, you had a busy weekend. You were in Ironwood on Friday, and where were you playing Saturday?
We did, Lisa and I did a thing on Saturday. We were actually right in Phillips there. We were at Aspirus's, what's the name of that, Lisa?
Yeah.
The place where we were at on it was that assisted living center.
Oh, sure. Sure.
The Duroy, Lisa and I did a thing there for
The Duroy Terrace, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we were there. And then yesterday we were out at Otter Lake for their charcoal chicken dinner.
Fair. Cool.
That
nice.
That was great. We got home, I think it was about 8 o'clock last night.
So. That's a long weekend. A little time to recover. We wanted to have you on because you have a very special event coming up on Thursday, not only a chance very close for people to come watch you perform, but for a good cause too, Red.
Yes, we will be at the Taylor County Fair on Thursday, the 25th of July. We will be doing a tribute to the Legends show where we cover just about anybody who was anybody when country music first started out. It's called A Tribute to the Legends of Country Music is the official title of it. And we'll be covering guys like Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, Marty Robbins, Charlie Pride. Like I said, Lisa, she'll be covering like some Loretta Lynn and Tammy Wynette and some Dolly Parton. So all the proceeds will go. We will be in the grandstand at the Taylor County Fair. And all the proceeds will go to benefit Medford VFW on a new building they plan on building. It looks like it's in the works here to go for next year. And so we're hoping to have a great turnout for that. Our Christmas show last year was the kickoff for that building fund, where we raised a little over $17,000 to kick that.
Wow.
Benefit off.
Wow. All
so
right.
We're hoping to double that here at the fair. I guess, you know, summer is always iffy. There's a million things going on. But it is on a Thursday night. And I tell you, if they're available to come on out, if you haven't seen us or if you've seen us before, it would be great to have you come back. We've got a fantastic band that evening. We have a young man that is from your area up there. His dad was a living legend up there.
Mm-hmm.
We've got A.J. Walker on the drums.
Nice.
He's going to be helping us out on the drums. He was actually with us yesterday. We have a guy by the name of Craig Davison. He'll be on the steel and the electric guitar. We have a guy by the name of Laurie Beavers. He's from Marshfield. Craig is from Wisconsin Rapids. Laurie Beaver, he's from Marshfield, Wisconsin, originally from Loyal. Mm-hmm. And then we have a man that from Chippewa Falls. He's on the keyboard and he plays the fiddle. His name is John Uptall. Great guy, I tell you. These are some of the finest guys that I've ever had the opportunity to work with. I mean, I tell you, they're not only great guys, but they're great musicians as well. So, I mean, should be a good time.
Taylor County Fairgrounds, right in Medford there. And Thursday night, tickets are $25 at the gate, $20 if you get them in advance. And showtime, what time does that start? Like 7 or so? Or what do we got there?
That starts at 7 o'clock.
Gotcha.
It's a full two-hour show. We might even go a little bit. It all depends how much I talk in between, you know. I mean,
but, yeah.
It's a full two-hour show, and like I said, it is in the grandstand. To get into the fair is free, but the what it amounts to is if you give a $20 donation to the Medford VFW, they'll give you a free ticket to get in to see Red Higgins Tribute to the Legend show.
Sure, sure. Well, I think you didn't do yourself justice here, because I'm reading this flyer about your performance on Thursday, and here's how they describe you, Red. You ready for this now? All right?
You can say this on the air, right?
Featuring RFD-TV, Midwest Country Show, and Nashville recording artist, Red Higgins. That's quite an intro there, Red. I like that.
Well, that just goes to show, if you pay people enough, they'll tell a lot of good things about you.
Well, I can say, Red, because I was able to listen to you for about a half hour up there, is you've still got it. Your voice is still booming, and we're all getting a little bit older, Red, but somehow your voice, you're still sounding really good.
Compliment. That $20 check will be in the mail for you.
I thought that was going to be cash. But they can always go to redhiggins.com, right, and kind of follow where you're going. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. You can check us out. It's our website is redhiggins.com. We've also got Red Higgins Facebook. There's a band page. There's quite a bit of stuff on there. So if anybody wants to ever check us out or wondering where the devil we're at, I tell you what, that would be a good place to start. Then.
Well, I know you do, and I know that you and Lisa Marie will never toot your own horn, but with the service that you provide for especially those who are shut-ins or at our area nursing homes and stuff, Red, that is just so cool, and I know that you see the look on the people's faces there that aren't able to get out and see live music like this, and you're bringing music to them. That has got to be a great feeling for you to be able to do that, right?
Well, I tell you, we're just happy that we can do anything to brighten their day. You know, I tell you, I look at a lot of these people. They get on American Idol and they talk about you know, themselves a lot and about how great they are and all that stuff. But you know something, this. When we're up there and performing, this doesn't have anything to do with me. This is about how we can make people. People come from all over the lot of different places, and I mean, if we can take them and have them lose all their troubles and worries for a couple hours, then we've done our job. I mean, it isn't about me. It's about how we can make those people feel out there that really matters.
Yeah, well, it's very much appreciated, Red. So if you want to go on down, just a short drive down to the Taylor County Fairgrounds in Medford, Thursday night, 7, and $20, and you're helping out the BFW also and their redoing of their building down there and such. So hopefully we'll get a good crowd down there. And if it does happen to rain, weather, if something happens, you have the Simic Center as a backup. So you're going to see a show no matter what, right, Red?
That's right. If we do have, right now, the last time I looked, I hate to look too far advanced because it might change.
Yeah.
It looks like we're going to have a great night. They're talking for the mid-70s that evening.
Yeah.
And they aren't talking maybe a little clouds, a few clouds in the sky, but so far it looks like it's going to be dry. The Taylor County Fairgrounds are right on the corners of Highway 64 and 13, so anybody coming from the north, you just bring Highway 13 right on down, and you get to the intersection of Highway 64, and it is right on the northeast side of the road there, so you can't miss it.
Yeah, fantastic, Red. Always good to hear from you. It was good to see you. Hope you have a great show on Thursday. We will talk to you again soon, okay?
You too. Thanks a lot, Joe. We'll see you there.
You betcha. All right, Red Higgins joining us, and we're working with Red, too. We're going to get him in here during a reality radio segment, I believe, in August, and we're going to do a little Red Higgins Unplugged in studio. We're working on that with him and also local artist Shane Kronberger. I believe we have him set for next Wednesday, I believe. So we're trying to get some of our local artists in here to kind of sing for us unplugged on the radio. RedHiggins.com. Thursday, he's performing at the Taylor County Fair, benefiting the BFW down there.